We were doing the story of Abaye, how Abaye was told that in the world to come, his portion is going to be with his neighbor, the barber. And they told him, you should know that this person has good deeds, that you couldn't do them. Because what's so unique about this barber? So in those days, barbers also used to let blood. They were also the doctor. So that barber used to have a separate seating. When he'd let blood for women, so the parts of them would have to be revealed in order for him to let blood. And he'd have separate seating for them so that they wouldn't be revealed before the men. And he has a special robe that they wear. And that robe has all kinds of pockets, pockets that open up, like zippers. And whenever he has to let blood for a woman, so then she just wears that robe and opens the exact zipper, that hole where he can only access that part of her that he has to let blood, and that way he doesn't see any more than is necessary. He has a place outside his shop where people put his wages. Some people put more money, some people put less, and whoever doesn't have what to give comes and gets his services for free, and he doesn't have to be shamed because the barber never knows who paid and who didn't pay. That's the whole agreement. Whoever can puts whatever they can in the box outside the store, and he never knows who paid him what. This way, whoever needs his treatment comes and gets it, and whoever can pays whatever they can. And he'll never know the difference. And at night, he comes and opens the box and takes out whatever money people left him, and that's what he lives off of. Part of the money he gives to charity, and part of the money he uses to fund his own family. And that's why in the world to come, he's going to be with you, Abaye. And when Abaye heard that, he was appeased and he was happy. There's a story about a person who had one child, his only child. And the child grew up, and the father wrote for him the book of Bereishis. And he put him in a cheder to learn. And one day, soldiers came to the city, and they kidnapped the child. So the child is with his chumash on his way to school, on his way to learn Bereishis, and the soldiers see a beautiful Jewish boy. They scoop him up, take him on the horse, and bring him back to the country they came from, and we'll continue here next time.